I was really interested to find out about this TAC L2P program. It's basically to help people who face a significant barrier acquiring their mandatory 120 hours of supervised driving before going for their P plates. I thought, wow, that's a great idea. So we've caught up with Lisa Cavallaro to talk a little bit about that. Lisa, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So how did it come about? How did the whole L2P program come about?
Well, it's been running for some time now. There's more than 60 across the state, Victoria, and it was introduced at the time that the mandatory hours were introduced, and that was an acknowledgement by TAC and Vic Roads that there'd be some young people in the community who would be very disadvantaged by that requirement because they don't have access to either a supervising driver or an appropriate vehicle.
Right. So, yeah, who is there any specifics in terms of who is actually eligible for the program? Is it pretty well anyone that fits that criteria you just mentioned?
Yes, well, there is an age limit. So it's from the age of 16 up to the age of 21, because after the age of 21, the 120 hours are no longer a mandatory requirement before you go to your P. But the other eligibility is that the person has their learner's permit, and that they can justify why it is that they need to access the program. And some of the reasons could be that they no longer live at home, or that, they're from a single parent household and it's very difficult for the parent to take them out for all of those hours, especially if they're working full time. And it could be that they're one of a twin.
Yeah.
It makes it very difficult, you know, a lot of strain on the household to have two people going out.
Yeah.
Because it can take, you know, about 18 months. If they're going out for an hour a week, it can take about 18 months to accrue those 120 hours.
Yeah, no, it does take a long time. I tell you, the over 21 bit, my daughter's 23 and she's on her L's, and I wish she had to do the bloody 120 mandatory hours, to be perfectly honest. But that's another, if you want to be a thrill seeker, go for a drive with her.
Yeah, that's right. It doesn't magically stop.
No.
You know, the need for accruing those hours. There is a little bit of flexibility there with the age range, but generally it's 16 to 21.
Okay. And so the mentors, I guess, who help the youngsters get these hours up, who are they? Where do they come from? How does that work?
Well, they come from the community. So I work for CHIRP, Community Health, in the Mount Alexander Shire region. So it's people who want to volunteer, people who are interested in young people and helping young people. So they will just approach me and we go through some screening checks for them, and then they do a one-day workshop, which is run by the Department of Transport. So that equips them with all of the skills that they need to be an effective mentor, and also how to relate to a young person as well. You know, the program is as much a mentoring program as it is about just simply learning to drive.
Yeah.
So, you know, they spend a lot of time together on a regular basis. So the mentor and the young person can really build up a good relationship over that time. And that has, you know, a lot of flow-on effects as well as the practical goal of acquiring their license.
Yeah. So if there are people listening to this now who, you know, fit the criteria, not just for the mentor side of it, but who need help getting their hours up, how do they go about contacting you or finding out more about this program?
Yeah. Well, if they live in the Mount Alexander region, there is an L2P program in Bendigo, I should add, and that's run through the Salvation Army. But if they live around Castlemaine and surrounds, they can contact CHIRP on 54791000, or they can visit our website, which is chirp.org.au, and look up TAC L2P, and there'll be an application form that they can print off there. But if anyone wants to, you know, just find out a little bit more, check their eligibility and so on, they're most welcome just to give us a call.
Terrific. Now, it's a great program, and thanks for joining us this morning to have a chat about it. Lisa, all the very best with it. Continued success. Good on you. So
thank
there we go.
You.
Lisa Cavallaro joining us to talk about the L2P. What a great idea.